Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here he is. It's Dr. Oz. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Man, we're great. Hey, first of all, congratulations on season 12 just getting underway and renewed for two more seasons. So we got a couple more years of Dr. Oz.
Well, it is a blessing to have confidence in the people that are your partners. And it means the world to me that they not only renewed me, but I've got 100 dedicated staff members who stay with me all these years. I haven't had that much turnover on my team since Oprah and I launched a show 12 years ago. So it's been a wonderful ride.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. For all of them. Congratulations to all of you.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, and things are probably a little bit different now because I know, you know, you get interactive with your crowds. You go out there, you want to high five them, shake their hands and things like that. So studio's probably looking a little bit different, and the way that you handle things is probably a little different nowadays too, huh?
It's very different, but just be able to see people that I'm not related to is a blessing. So I think I speak for a lot of people in Orlando and elsewhere in the country. You know, we've been very careful. We have all kinds of air cleaning technologies, and I get tested all the time. But it is still wonderful to be able to sit across from a guest, because we do have guests in the studio that are being interviewed, and just look them in the eyes and have a real interaction. It's not quite the same when you're, you know, trying to do it over Zoom. It's, you know, much better than I expected. But I think most of America, our emotional health will improve dramatically when we start interacting with each other normally again.
Yeah, we were joking earlier this week about, or maybe last week, about Wheel of Fortune, how Vanna White's been on her social distancing game since the start of things. She was always the one who was, like, set apart from everyone. But it is interesting to see how different shows are managing this and trying to figure out a way to get back and still capture that same feel that made us fall in love with certain shows in the first place.
Well, the human interaction is more than we give it credit for. Our brains evolved to the size they are, not so that we could go hunting, because you need the size of a, you know, walnut, the brain, to do that. It's so we can read each other. And literally, the prefrontal cortex right behind our eyes, its main job is look for subtle facial expressions that tip you off to what the person really means. When we listen, which is a big part of our brain function, is they hear subtleties in the voice. That's why radio is so critical. These are important parts of our personalities that we don't pay attention to. When you ignore them, it's like a muscle atrophying. You lose your social skills, which is actually already happening to people. And that's why kids are so important in this process. We cannot afford to let them get changed permanently because of something that happened in 2020.
Let me ask you something. With flu season right around the corner, I know there's going to be a lot of people where all of a sudden they get a tickle in their throat or their nose is suddenly stuffy. Is there a couple big indicators or just something that will put people at ease to know that, okay, this is maybe a sign of a bronchitis or of flu as opposed to COVID?
The easier differentiation is the common cold versus the flu versus COVID. So common cold usually is above your nose, right? You get a sniffled nose, a watery eyes, and it goes upwards. But a deeper flu, a more important problem, will start from your nose and go down. So you'll have more of a cough, more lung problems, difficulty breathing, and the like. Unfortunately, it's harder to differentiate the flu from COVID-19 than it is a common cold. So you need to get the flu vaccine this year. And I don't want to be a vaccine hound on folks, but half the population gets vaccinated for the flu normally. This year, we ought to increase that dramatically because you don't want to have a confusion of your symptoms lead you to the hospital where you might actually get COVID-19.
Well, hopefully there is another upside to wearing masks, that if you've got those symptoms, you're not giving them to everybody else.
You know, that's just a smart statement. It turns out that the flu has been very mild in Asia because everyone's wearing masks. They're protecting themselves. So we've actually gotten a lot smarter about an illness that's a pain in the neck to deal with normally that might actually help us in future years. So I think we're going to have a mild flu season, but it won't be a zero flu season. So take advantage of every tool you have. And that one thing we do already have is obviously, and we don't have that many tools yet, but one is the vaccine for the flu.
We appreciate your time. Congratulations. You got the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You're getting your own star coming up. Season 12 just started this week. Dr. Oz, you can catch him weekdays at noon right here in Orlando on Fox 35. Always great catching up with you.
God bless. Take care.
See you, Dr. Oz. Bye-bye.